This is VOA News by remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Donald Trump travels later today to the southern city of Alamo, Texas, near the U.S.-Mexico border, where he is expected to use one of his final days in office to highlight his administration's efforts to curb illegal immigration. It will be his first public appearance since last Wednesday, when he said in a speech to his supporters that the presidential election was being stolen and urged them to fight before they stormed the U.S. Capitol. The president's visit to Texas also comes as the Democrat majority U.S. House of Representatives is expected to vote today on a resolution calling for Vice President Mike Pence and members of President Trump's cabinet to use their constitutional authority to remove Trump from office. The measure, which is expected to pass, sets a 24-hour deadline for Pence to respond. Neither Pence nor any cabinet member has given public indication of supporting such action involving the 25th Amendment's provision allowing for the vice president and majority of the cabinet to declare a president unable to discharge the powers and duties of his office. House leaders are also pushing ahead with a separate impeachment resolution that lawmakers are scheduled to begin considering as early as Wednesday morning. House Democrats accused Trump of inciting an insurrection after last week's deadly storming of the U.S. Capitol in Washington. Dozens of Trump supporters have been arrested after that attack. Five people died in the mayhem, including a police officer whose death is being investigated as a homicide. As always, for much more news and details, you can join us at voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News.